Marshalltown, Marshall County area in the state of Iowa about trying to acquire some education, some teaching, some trades that you don't get in a typical four-year college, which is something that Iowa Valley Community College and Marshalltown Community College have both excelled in. And there is another opportunity coming up for you if you're interested in utilities. Joining us to talk about it is, I want to make sure I get this right, Becky Hassett, who is Director of Student Support Services at Iowa Valley, and Morgan Frederick, who is a Community and Workforce Education Coordinator. There's a big buildup for you, but thank you both for being here, and welcome to the show.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
We are glad to have you here. So you are next month, they're going to be offering through Iowa Valley a utility fundamentals class. Okay, Morgan, you draw the first, you drew the short straw. So your question is this, what is a utility fundamentals class and how did this come about?
Yeah, sure. I'll take that. And this program, actually, we had an employer, a local employer, come to us, and they had a need. They had some pre-apprentices that they needed training, and they were starting very rapidly. So we had, Morgan and I worked together along with the rest of our team, and we have come up with a program that's going to start July 6th, and it was just a specific workforce need in our community. It's designed for people who are looking for careers in the energy and want to maybe work for a local municipality or local co-op.
And Morgan, I understand this kind of came out of the blue, and it was kind of like, oh, we've got another course to put together and not a lot of time, relatively speaking, to do it, right?
Yep, that's right.
How did you go about that?
So it was all a team effort. We put together a little committee that we all worked and came up with the type of classes that we wanted to offer in the program. And then we all kind of delegated the work and started finding the instructors and then came up with a schedule.
So was it easier to come up with the schedule or the content of the class?
Definitely the content of the class. We we had our employer had specific needs. So okay. It was Alliant Energy, and you know there were specific things that they needed their pre-apprentices trained on. Mm-hmm. So coming up with that was easy. Developing the schedule, I think, was a little bit harder. You know, summer months and people being out, and you know, we worked with some of our MCC instructors as well. So we have instructors from our natural gas program and our utility tech program. So they came in and they're able to help us and provide some training over the summer.
Yeah.
So what kind of areas is this particular training going to cover?
So it'll cover CDL. We'll have forklift certification. We'll also have OSHA, CPR, first aid, and then it'll cover the electrical systems, general utility. There will also be a computer class, and then shop math, and the workplace communication and readiness. So.
And you're going to be able to get all of this into the six-week time frame, huh?
That's the plan. They definitely. So we have 6 weeks. So July 6th is our start date, right after our 4th of July holiday. And they'll come in and we'll do 2 weeks in person, and they'll be full day courses for those first 2 weeks. And then after that, we'll start doing just a couple hours Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and those will be virtual classes. So it's a little bit of a hybrid mix there.
And if somebody is interested in this, what about tuition? I'm sure if there's tuition, I'm sure there's got to be some cost to it. Is there some assistance for that, maybe?
Yeah, we do have a cost, and the cost is $31.99. So $3,100, and we do have tuition assistance, though. Like you said, we have our GAP program, so it is GAP approved. It bridges the funding for GAP students pursuing those short-term training certificates.
So how do they register for this? You know, you put it together. I imagine it's not in the summer catalog of events or something like that. How can they register for this, Morgan?
They can register by calling the Continuing Education Department, and that number is 641-752-4645, and one of our office associates will be able to help them get registered.
You know, in past conversation with folks from Iowa Valley Community College District and MCC, you know, they've talked about the flexibility and the opportunity to be able to turn these type of opportunities around for local employers. Is this something that you have done before, or has it? And I'm sure it's probably something you hope to be able to do more of. But is this really kind of a guinea pig type of a class to see how well it goes and what you can build on with this?
Yeah, this is definitely a pilot program in partnership with Alliant, and it's something that we want to continue doing and getting the word out there to other employers, letting them know this is something that we can do. We can customize training, especially coming off from the pandemic. We have, you know, so many people who have maybe lost their jobs and need just a new career and new outlook, fresh start. And this is an opportunity where in 6 weeks, they can come out with a great career that is sustainable. You know, they have a really good wage that they could come out with potentially. So it's a great start.
Yeah, pilot program sounds better than guinea pig.
Yeah,
I must admit, couldn't come up with the pilot project, but the guinea pig. But I'm glad you got that in there. Okay, well, let's say you know you get a number of folks, and this is open. This is not. A lot of folks think a lot of some of these trade classes and all that are more geared towards maybe high school graduates, but that's certainly not the case here.
Nope, it's open to all ages. We just require that they are 18 years old with a minimum of 18 with a high school diploma or equivalent.
So they take this course, they get through the 6 weeks, then what are they able to do with whatever certification or with whatever piece of paper that they get for completing this? Again, it's utility fundamentals class.
Right. So they have some options. They can continue their education. They can go and move into our MCC utility tech programs, which could be our one-year utility diploma or two-year natural gas, which is Associate of Applied Science degree, or the two-year power line technician Associate of Applied Science degree. And also, they could just decide to go straight into employment as well. You know, we talked with Alliant as we were developing this, and people typically in this field can earn $56,000 to $91,000 just before overtime pay. And, you know, in this line of work, there might be potential for a lot of overtime as well. So a great sustainable wage.
And I'm going to guess with all of the talk that's been going on, not only here locally, but around the country, about how hard it is to hire somebody, that this is the type of program that maybe other employers may want to look into if it's successful for Alliant, because it kind of streamlines the process for them when it comes time to look for some new employees.
Yes, for sure.
Exactly. Morgan mentioned the CDL certificate, and mm-hmm. That alone is, you know, in a very high demand area, and forklift certification. So many different employers, not only here locally, but across the state, need those types of certifications. They'll get their safety, OSHA 10, like Morgan said, and their CPR and first aid certification. So they have those certifications right out the door. So great, great start. One thing I do want to mention with the CDL is we want everyone who registers for this program to be able to obtain a CDL permit. That's something that they can come into the program with, or we can also work with them to get that while they're in the program.
So is there a CDL program that is offered out at MCC in Iowa Valley?
We do offer a CDL program. We offer it about twice a year on campus, and then outside of that, we have another program that we can get the students in, mm-hmm. you know, other ways.
Sure.
But we don't have a specific program for them to be able to get their permit, so they would have to go to the local DMV to get that.
Sure, you can train them, but it's up to them to pass the test.
Yep, in other words. Yep, correct.
So is this typical of what you are trying to do under the umbrella of Student Support Services, or is this just another example of the variety of things that you try to provide to not only potential students, but to potential employers?
Yeah, workforce needs are so high right now, and like you mentioned, providing employees to come in, and we have so much turnover and things happening. It's really hard for employers to hire right now and keep someone. So that's why we have these trainings in place, and we're kind of, I would say, our continuing education program is kind of our department is a kind of a jack of all trades. So we dabble in a little bit of everything. But yeah, so student support services, I would say, really falls in the line of how can we help you be successful? And what are some ways that we can help you, whether that's tuition assistance, whether that's helping you figure out, you know, maybe you need some childcare assistance, or you need some mileage reimbursement, something like that, so you can attend classes. So we just want to make sure that you're successful.
You know, when it comes to this particular one, the six-week utility fundamentals, we mentioned it begins July 6th. Yeah. Is there a registration deadline that needs to be met in order to be a part of this course?
Yeah, we really, you know, we don't want people to come in the day of, because there's, you know, there's paperwork process and things like that. But really, because space is so limited for this program, the earlier the better. You know, registration's open right now. They can call right now by calling that 641-752-4645. But yeah, I would recommend getting in early.
For student support services, this kind of a program, does this kind of give you a better feel for possibly finding other types of programs like this that you might be able to offer for the employers, probably not just limited to Marshall and Marshall County in the state, but it could be beneficial for any company around the country? Is that a fair assumption?
Fair assumption, yes. You know, we create customizable programs. So anything that's really needed, we can work through it. As long as we have that communication with the employer, we can talk through whatever the needs are.
Do you have another one on deck that you're kind of looking at? Are you trying to get this one off the ground first and see how everything goes?
We currently do not have another one lined up. So yeah, we... You know, would be.
We're ready for employers to start calling, so we can start the next one.
Yep.
So when you look at this utility fundamentals in your minds, and I don't know, maybe you've probably been thinking, you know, what other type of industry can we apply this to? But it's that back and forth between you as as an educational opportunity and the employers probably to figure out just where to go with this next and what might be possible.
Whatever industry the needs are, you know, we've done programs for healthcare, we've done programs for advanced manufacturing, and you know, we just want to meet employers' needs and just sit down and have those conversations and talk through what sort of training needs you have, and we will really work through it and try to figure that out together. Mm-hmm.
Are you getting calls from individuals, not employers, but individuals going, I got to find something. Is there something you can help me with here? I've got to find either a job or a job that's going to be able to support me and my family better.
Yeah. So within the student support services program, we have a lot of individuals that we're working with, and they're not sure what to do. And so we can help them figure that out, whether that we take some assessments and try to figure out what their natural abilities are, what their natural skills are, and then what are some skills that kind of align with your wants and needs, and we'll look at what type of jobs would line up best with that.
All right, it's a six-week utility fundamentals class being put together in association with Alliant Energy, available through Iowa Valley Continuing Education. Again, if they're interested, give them the phone number again, where they can find out more.
641-752-4645.
That's Becky Hassett, Director of Student Support Services, along with Morgan Frederick, Community and Workforce Education Coordinator. Thank you both for your time. Good luck with this program. Hopefully, we'll be able to talk about many more down the line.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yes.
And that is Central Iowa Today, here on News Talk 1230 KFJB AM and 93.9 FM.